Now, back to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Here's Dave Benton.
All right. We've still got plenty more coming as far as Michigan State and Illinois is concerned. We'll have Dan Kilbridge on at 10:30 from SpartanTailgate.com. And plenty of X's and O's and all that stuff. But I want to switch our attention now to Miguel Cabrera. Welcome back. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS with Dave Benton and Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. And, you know, this whole thing with Miguel Cabrera and the drinking incident down south. And I, for some reason that you don't know what's going on, I think it's always necessary to go over the details quickly just in case people are tuning in. So just hang with me for a second. He's booked down in Florida just after midnight. Cops spotted him and his car was smoking on the side of the road. Cabrera smelled like alcohol. His eyes were bloodshot and he was slurring his speech. He used the famous phrase, "Do you know who I am?" to the cops, which is never a good thing. And then he picked up a bottle of scotch and drank it right in front of the cop. So he was obviously booked, paid his $700 to get out of jail the next morning, all that. So that's the details of what's going on with the drunk driving. And a lot of people are asking questions about it, and they're saying, you know, how does this affect him? How does this affect the team? So on and so forth. Now, first of all, how does this impact his play this year? I don't think it does at all. Okay, I think if you look at his numbers, I don't think they're going to decline a tiny bit. Now, they may decline a tiny bit because he's got nowhere to go but down, but it's not going to be because he's distracted. It's not going to be because he's drinking. Okay, if you can think back to 2009, he hit .324 with 34 home runs, 103 RBIs, and a .547 slugging percentage in a year that we all know he was drinking because he got in trouble for it with the whole dispute with his wife and all that stuff. Okay, so I don't think this is going to affect him as far as play goes. Okay, we've seen Jim Leland has been quoted as saying he thinks Miguel Cabrera is going to have his best season in the league. Teammates have all been supportive of him thus far. You know, the closest thing to a criticism that he's had, Magaly Ordóñez said is he needs to act more like a superstar. But at the same time, Ordóñez said that he supports him. The team isn't going to suspend him. The league isn't going to suspend him. Okay, I don't think it's going to impact his play at all. But clearly, there's a much bigger issue here than his play. And a lot of people say it's his drinking problem. And I'm not saying he doesn't have a drinking problem. Okay, I'm not saying that's not the issue. But I don't think it's the main issue. Okay, people think he needs to go to rehab. People think that if he goes to rehab, he'll be able to solve his problems and he'll be good to go. But you got to think about these athletes in a different light. Okay, athletes run in different circles than the rest of us. Athletes are given things that the rest of us are not really given. They're exposed to things that we are not exposed to. If they want alcohol, if they want drugs, if they want anything like that, they can get it, unlike a normal person going to rehab. So I'm not sure rehab, although it will help him for a little while, I don't think that will solve the problem. And I don't think drinking is the main problem. To me, this is an arrogance problem. This is an invincibility problem. Okay, when you drink in front of a cop that thinks that you're drinking and driving, that's an arrogance problem. Okay, if you're an alcoholic, especially if you're an athlete, you don't drink in front of a cop when he's checking you for drinking and driving. You're usually trying to hide it. You're usually trying to talk yourself out of it. You don't take a swig of expensive scotch in front of him. Okay? Cabrera flat out knew nothing was going to happen to him. And basically nothing did. He paid his $700 to get out of jail. He'll get some hefty fines. His license will get suspended or something along those lines, like most first DUI offenders get. But as I read in a couple of articles, most DUI offenders on the first offense do not get jail time outside of what they get when they get pulled over, okay? And when you're making $20 million a year plus, okay, a couple of fines and having to hire a driver is really not that big of an issue for you. Pretty sure you can afford it. Nothing you can do to him in a normal light is going to faze him. And that is the main problem here. It's not that he is a drinking problem. It's not that the Tigers may suffer or he may have a bad season. It's the fact that he thinks he's invincible. And why shouldn't he? Okay? If you look at his position, okay, at 20, he was winning World Series titles. He was the best player on the Marlins. And he's getting feature stories in ESPN magazine with pictures of him running around on the beach with a bunch of beautiful women. Okay? He is living the dream. And when you do it for that long, you get a lot of things that make you feel invincible. Okay, we may all be in the same position if we were with him, if we were there. Okay, who's to say that if you or I were 20 and had accomplished all our life goals, that we wouldn't act the same? But that doesn't excuse drinking and driving. That doesn't excuse the behavior. He could have killed somebody. And chances are, when you're at the point that you're drinking in front of a cop, this is probably not the first incident with you drinking and driving. It's the first time you've gotten caught, but I don't think you just start by swigging in front of a cop, okay? I think it starts with secretly driving somewhere when you probably shouldn't. Then it moves up to maybe drinking in the car while you're driving. And then finally, you get to the point when you're invincible and you think that you can take a swig in front of a cop. Okay, to me, drinking and driving is one of the worst of all offenses. You've heard me talk about it, okay? You heard me talk about when Chris L. Rucker came out, okay? To me, it's the equivalent of if you were to put on a blindfold, walk into a random building, okay, and shoot a gun. You don't know if there's people in the building. You don't know if you're going to hit somebody, okay? Maybe you don't hit anybody, but maybe you do hit somebody. And to me, that's the equivalent of drunk driving. You may get away with it. You may do it 30, 40, 50 times and never get into any trouble. But all it takes is once. All it takes is hitting one person, hitting one car, and you're putting someone in danger. But this is a man who clearly doesn't fear any consequences. He has everything. He's got money. He's got fame. He's got whatever he wants. And how do you punish a person who has everything? Okay, on the college level, you still have the whole future thing in your hands, okay? If you're a coach or if you're an athletic director and somebody gets in trouble for drunk driving, you can suspend them. You can threaten to take away their scholarship. You can threaten to take away their future, and you can teach them a lesson. But when you're already in the pros and you have money, what could possibly faze you? Okay, outside of killing someone on the road, if you just get pulled over for drunk driving, there's no lesson currently practiced in law or Major League Baseball that teaches you a lesson. And that's a big issue, okay? In football, okay, a guy like wide receiver Dante Stallworth, who killed a man drunk driving, got a month or so in jail, at least, even though he didn't get nearly as much jail time as he should have gotten, he should still be in jail, should be for a very long time, at least he has to live with the fact that he killed someone for the rest of his life. Okay, athletes literally get away with murder without punishment. And, you know, it's funny because I look at cases like Plaxico Burress, where an athlete is made as an example, okay? He shoots himself in the leg, and he gets 2 years in prison for carrying a gun. And I thought to myself, man, that is intense. That is crazy. What was the judge thinking? But then you think about it and you go, maybe that judge was onto something. Maybe ridiculous punishments to an athlete that they would never expect is the only way to get through to them. Okay? Send Cabrera to jail right at the beginning of the season for a few months. Send him for a year. Maybe that's the only way to get through to these guys. Because Cabrera's hardly the only athlete who's shown that they feel invincible, that they can do whatever they want. Okay? Michael Vick comes to mind. All right? And yes, it's not the same thing because Michael Vick killed dogs. Okay, and I'm a dog lover, okay, so don't think that I am not okay, that I'm okay with Michael Vick did, okay? But Michael Vick went to jail for like 2 years. He got a big punishment for what he did, and now he's a different person. And it took that insane punishment for him to get rid of that invincible feeling. Okay, it's kind of like a teenager, okay? When they get in trouble, when they get in big trouble, what gets through to them quicker? If you're a parent, what gets through to them quicker? If you ground them, or you take away their car for a month, okay? If it's me, taking away the car for a month gets through to me way quicker, because if you're grounded, you still have Xbox and all sorts of things, you still feel invincible. You take away a car, now you've got to ask rides from your mom, you've got to do all this stuff that makes you come back down to earth, okay? I think it's the same thing with athletes. If you want to get through to someone who feels invincible, you take away what makes them feel invincible. In Cabrera's case, you take away baseball. You take away his lifestyle. And if Bud Selig, Mike Ilitch, Dave Dombrowski, or Jim Leland won't do anything, maybe a judge down in Florida will. Okay? And I personally kind of hope so. For Cabrera's sake, so he never kills anybody, and also for the sake of the people that might be involved if he were to hit somebody when drunk driving. We'll talk about more about this next weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS.